Welcome to In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. So thrilled to have with us today once again Kay Rogers, who is a board member with the Perth and District Community Foundation. Kay, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thanks so much, Bob. It's a delight to be here.
We're talking about a pretty special thing today, aren't we? It's the Indigenous Youth Award. And this is a relatively new award that is, we're going to find out all about really, but it is going to, obviously, an Indigenous youth in the area. So I think before we get into talking about it in general, we should really first ask you, why did the Perth and District Community Foundation decide to go and create this award?
Well, Bob, as you know, an education, an investment in education is an investment in the future of all of us. And this is also very true, of course, with Indigenous youth. And when we were thinking about who, by the way, don't have the same educational attainment as the non-Indigenous population. So there's a gap there. And if we can start as a country to overcome that gap so that Indigenous youth are as well educated as the non-Indigenous population, not only will they fulfill their dreams and have a better future, but they will be contributing to Canada's economy. And they'll be paying taxes, and there'll be less dependency on federal monies. So there's a number of good reasons for us as Canadians to invest in the future of Indigenous youth. They are the highest growing population in our country. So basically, simply stated, investment in education is an investment in all of us. So when we as a foundation were thinking, what concrete steps could we take toward reconciliation between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Canadians, it was a no-brainer to think of investing in the education of Indigenous youth.
It's really cool, too, because I know that one of the things that Indigenous youth love doing is promoting their own culture, promoting their own history, and they can do so through education, not only their own, but educating others as well. This gives them an opportunity to further their education, to become teachers, to become really whatever they want, but it also gives them that opportunity to better talk about their nations, talk about their history and keep that alive. And that is a huge part of reconciliation, is listening and learning.
Very much so, Bob. In fact, one of the previous awards, well, let me preface this by saying we have set up our award in partnership with Inspire, which is a highly respected national Indigenous charity. And it's called, appropriately enough, Brighter Futures. And one of the young people who have received a previous award, not one of ours, but another one, talks about the fact that how proud her grandparents would be, because her plan is to go back and to her community and teach their particular First Nations language. So yes, it's really exciting and important. And for promoting, revitalizing Indigenous culture. And it's also important, as you suggest, because when this young woman is going to be a role model for other young people, and which is also terrific. In fact, she already is a role model.
So the question is, who is this for specifically, and how do you find them?
Well, what we decided to do in setting up this award was work with Inspire for a couple of reasons. One is their reach. They have an outreach program that can reach Indigenous students from coast to coast to coast. They have the expertise in awarding this sort of award. They have a committee that reviews the applications. And the other wonderful thing about it is the federal government matches our donation. So we, PDCF, will grant $2,000 towards the award. The federal government matches that, and the student receives $4,000 towards their post-secondary education, whether it's in an apprenticeship, trade, college, or university program. So the first, the students through the outreach of Inspire will know to apply for the award. We're also reaching out to all the high schools in Lanark County to make sure that they're aware of this award so that their Indigenous students can apply. Approximately 5% of the population of Lanark County, Bob, is Indigenous, First Nations, Métis, or Inuit. And so the young people apply if they are deemed appropriate, i.e. they meet the selection criteria, they have good marks, they've been contributing to their community, that sort of thing, and they have a financial need, then they can be awarded, granted the award. First preference will be for a student from Lanark County. But if that particular year there isn't a qualified Indigenous applicant from Lanark County, the award will go to an Indigenous student somewhere else, and promote help their education.
What's really interesting too is we've talked about this many times about the foundation. Donors get to determine where their donations go to a point, and this is one of those situations where they can actually say, "I would like this amount of my donation to go towards this specific scholarship." I can see a lot of people stepping up to fund that.
I sure hope so, Bob. We, as you know, at the moment, we've got a match and gift campaign going on. Christine and Reed Kilburn and myself and a couple of other folks have pledged to donate between us a total of $12,000. And the hope then is we'll receive another $12,000 from donations from members of the community. We're well over halfway there now. And so more donations will fill the bucket, as it were, and we will have raised a total of $24,000. Because what we'd like is for this award to be sustainable, so that every year a young Indigenous student receives the PDCF Indigenous Youth Award.
Is there an application process that they go through? I know you mentioned getting it to the high schools and so on, but is there, you know, what do they have to do to show that they are worthy? Because obviously you need to have some criteria to judge and to make that selection.
We ourselves will not be doing the judging. Inspire is doing the judging. So they have a committee of well-qualified people who review the applications. Well-qualified Indigenous people, I may add, who review the applications and say, okay, here's an application from Bob. How are his marks? Ah, he's a strong student, not necessarily an A student, but a strong student. He's been involved in his community. He's doing whatever volunteer work in his community, he's playing sports, he's doing whatever, and he needs the money. He doesn't come from a wealthy family, he needs the money in order to go on to some sort of post-secondary program. So those are the three primary criteria that the selection committee looks at. So they know they're choosing a student with a good chance of success. In fact, interestingly, 90% of the Indigenous youth who receive a Brighter Futures Award are employed. That's a very high employment rate. 45% of those who are employed work in a field that supports Indigenous communities. So again, that augurs well for the future of Indigenous peoples. And so I think the program has proven to be successful. The award recipients go on and achieve whatever it is, their apprenticeship, trade, college, or university program. They're successful, they get jobs, and half of them give back to their community.
And is this the first year for the award?
We've just established the award. We're raising money for it now so that it can be sustainable for years to come. And the first award will be given out next year in 2023. It will be called the Perth and District Community Foundation Indigenous Youth Award. And we will know who the award recipient is. We'll be able to have a photo and a bit of a bio in the paper and tell members of our community about this young person, We will have the opportunity to keep in touch with that young person. And hopefully this time next year, Bob, you and I will have an interview with the first recipient.
That would be great. I'd really appreciate that. And I'd look forward to that for sure. Now, if anybody would like to get some more information, Kay, what's the best way for them to do so?
They can look on the Perth Industry Community Foundation website. They can get in touch with our executive director, Victoria Gibb Carsley. Her phone number is, let me just give that to you, 613-326-0295. And it's info@pdcf.ca is her email address. And she'd be pleased to talk to you about it. And to make a donation, it's very simple. Go to the website pdcf.ca, and you'll see a donate button at the top right-hand side, and it brings you to a menu. And the menu of options includes, right near the top, PDCF Indigenous Youth Award. You click on that and make your donation through Helps Canada. And the money comes to the foundation. You can also write a check and mail it to the foundation.
It is very easy to do. There's no doubt about it. As you said, you just go to pdcf.ca and that donate button in the top right-hand corner, very easy to get to. And yeah, there's a lot to choose from. It's kind of going shopping for charity. It's awesome. So Kay, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it. Best of luck with this. And we do look forward to that conversation next year with the first recipient of this incredible effort by the Perth and District Community Foundation.
Thanks so much, Bob.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Kay Rogers, board member with the Perth and District Community Foundation. We've been talking about their new Indigenous Youth Award that is coming up very soon. Again, if you'd like to donate, just go to pdcf.ca, click on the donate button in the top right-hand corner, and you will find it there. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.